A bowl of ramen. A poem. Crunchy noodles in a square. How'd all that flavor get in there? Chicken, shrimp, chili, beef. Can't wait to get some on my teeth. Get a pan, 2 cups water. In no time at all. It will be hotter. Set aside the flavor pack. Inform your taste buds. There's no turning back. Get an egg, crack it nice. Let it cook in the liquid spice. The noodles are long and curly too. Yet they untangle as if on cue. In 3 minutes time, your feast is ready. Fill your bowl. Hold it steady. Pass me a napkin, if you please. I'm having soupy goodness from the Japanese Burr Town Comics, buttered toast. A poem. Good morning. While you await your coffee roast, how about a piece of buttered toast? Just get your bread and take a slice. A perfect square. Ain't that nice? Did you see my golden crust? Eat that too. It's a must. Is the toaster plugged right in? Get another slice and drop me in. It's hot inside this toaster oven, but it's your tummy. I'm 11. I'm getting brown and slightly crispy. Thinking about butter, light and wispy. Oh, I popped up now. It's time to eat. Let me be your morning treat. I'm just a little piece of bread, hoping to wake your morning head. If you want to treat your belly, don't forget a little jelly. I feed the rich, I feed the poor. Forgive me for the crumbs on the floor. Burr Town Comics, The Balloon. A poem made of latex, filled with air. How to get way up there? Round and shiny, packed with helium, tied with string. That's for sealing them. Sometimes red, sometimes blue. Maybe at a party for you. Fill one up with some water. When summer comes and it's hotter, take it out. Throw it hard. It will burst in your yard. Get some at the grocery store for your friend whose foot is sore. Bring one in to work today. Give it to some guy named Ray. Write a note and tie it tight. Then release it into the night. Balloons are happy, free and fun, but they will pop when sat upon. Burr Town Comics, The Bath. A poem. I am warm, not too hot. Pour in bubbles, not a lot. Get undressed all the way. I will look the other way. Step right in over the tub. Get your rag so you can scrub. Lean on back. Put up your feet. I will soak you in liquid heat. Take a break. No need to rush. Hey, I like your new scrub brush. Now let's start to get washed clean. Don't forget those parts better left unseen. Wash your face and both ears too. Now reach up there and get your shampoo. Lather up your oily head. Remember what your mother said. Scrub it good in case there's nits. And don't forget your smelly armpits. Wash your back. It won't be hard. Scrub your belly. You tub of lard. Now the water is getting cold. This might be getting a little old. Climb on out, dry your skin. Wait, did you wash your belly button? Burr Town Comics, The Bear. A poem. See my claws and my brown hair? Hey man, I'm a grizzly bear. My teeth are sharp. My eyes are deep. I might eat you whilst you sleep. It's not that I mean to be so bad, but there's no dinner to be had. When humans come into the wood, I sniff the air. It smells so good. I creep slow upon the tent. I pull up poles. They get bent. I tear the fabric. The humans shout. I growl at them. I want them to come out. I'm hungry and they smell so tasty. Like a strudel. A German pastry. Here they come. Now I can eat. But wait. Maybe I will take a seat. The humans are talking nice. They just said, I'm sugar and spice. They're petting me. And hugging me too. I can't eat them now. That's the wrong thing to do. They gave me food. Hamburger and fries. I won't eat them now. It wouldn't be wise. I think my mind has completely changed. I'll stop eating humans and being deranged. Burrowtown Comics, The Boat. A poem. Sitting on the water fine, slowly gathering salty brine, built to lightly go afloat. I'm just a little happy boat. I have an anchor and a sail, a little cabin to shield from gale. I carry humans to and fro on the water. If they wish to go with clouds above and fish down yonder, I sometimes like to gently wander round the cove and through the wave. I am weathered, strong and brave. I have friends who visit oft. Seagulls rest upon my loft. Barnacles do adhere to my lower hemisphere. I have life jackets and nightlights too. A telescope for starboard view. If you want to travel light, take a boat. It is all right. Burrowtown Comics, The Box. A poem. What's inside? A ferret, a fox? Or maybe colored aquarium rocks. Folded nice and taped real good. It has stuff in it, like a good box should. Burrowtown Comics, The Camel. A poem. Noble animal. From desert lands. Strong and loyal. Ship of the sands. Faithfully you go the distance. Sandstorm gives you no resistance. Blazing sun. Growing hotter. You travel long without water. Your eyelashes are long and smile is sweet. Oh, before I forget, your humps are neat. Burrowtown Comics, The Car. A poem. Hop on in, lil lassie. I will carry you in my chassis. We'll go near, we'll go far. I will be your very best car. Buckle up, lock the doors. Did you see my carpeted floors? Adjust the air, steering wheel too. I am ready to transport you. Got your key? Put it in. Now let's go for a little spin. Around the block, into town. Don't let the traffic get you down. Honk your horn, sing out loud. Never mind that big rain cloud. Let's drive slow, let's drive fast. Let's go forward, having a blast. I have four wheels and a hood. Gas me up and oil me good. Take me in for the annual check. And take care you don't me wreck. Take me through the nice car wash. Especially when through mud you slosh. Make my payments right on time. I'll try to be worth every dime. Please be careful on the road to not run over cat, dog, or toad. Remember too, safety first, or your next ride will be in a hearse. Thanks for choosing me off the lot. Now let's enjoy the car you got. Burrowtown Comics, The Castle. A poem. Made of mortar, brick and stone. Harbors king on his throne. Not accessible by common or boat. Surrounded by crocodile moat. Noblemen feast at noonday luncheon, while traitors starve in the dungeon. In the castle there looms a tower to lock up those who disrupt power. outside the gate. Go peasant wagons. Steering clear of occasional dragons. Burrtown Comics, the chair. A poem. See that thing over there? That, my friend, is a chair. It might be made out of wood. It has four legs, like it should. It is there for moments such you don't feel like standing very much at the table. While you eat, use your chair. Take a seat at the office, working fast. Your chair is there to make your feet last. While at school, learning stuff, your chair will keep you comfortable enough. But the best thing about a chair, it's made to hold your derriere. Burrtown Comics, The Cicada. A poem. Now here's an insect with patience profound. 17 years in the ground. Where will it mold? Time will tell. As evidenced by the crunchy shell on summer nights. Lend your ear. Cicada song. You will hear. Burrtown Comics, The Dirt. A poem. Living carpet made of soil. With iron shovel, farmers toil. Nurtures daisies from seed to bud. If you add water, it turns to mud. Appreciating dirt is a must, for it is Earth's outer crust. Burrtown Comics, The Door. A poem. Rectangular and tall and stout. Through it we go in and out. A door can be closed or open, or slammed shut when we be copen. Burrtown Comics, The Ear. A poem. It sits attached to your head. It gets pressed upon your bed. A little cup to catch sound with a lobe soft and round. Fashioned as a sonar device, it lets you hear. Isn't that nice? A train's horn, a bird's chirp, the howling wind, a loud burp. These are sounds that you can hear thanks to the organ we call the ear. And even when your hearing is gone, ears help you keep your glasses on. Burrtown Comics, The Egg. A poem. I am small and I am white, shaped of an oval, plump and light. I am destined for your gut, having emerged from a chicken's butt, a fragile shell with yolk inside. You might like me scrambled or fried. I was going to be a poultry bird, but instead I'm cracked and stirred. It's okay, it's just as well. It's better than that barnyard smell. You picked me out at the store. I came with friends, 11 more. If you're not careful, I will break, and that would be a big mistake. So handle me gently, okay, fella? Or I will spread salmonella. Burrtown Comics, The Fire. A poem. Safe to play with, it is not. One thing for sure, it is hot. Burrtown Comics, The Floor. A poem. Way down here on the ground is where I will always be found. Made of wood and other stuff, you can shine me if you buff. I am plain and I am flat. I'm a place for your cat. Walk on me, it's okay. That's why I am here today. You can choose a rug for me. I won't complain if it's ugly. You can construct me from wood, and I will last like a good floor should. When something slips from your hand, I will catch it. See it land? Everything lands on me. That's because of gravity. You will find me everywhere beneath your feet, with room to spare. If you don't find me appealing, Then meet my friend, Mr. Ceiling. Burrtown Comics, The Flower. A poem with colors so fresh and fragrance galore. Need I say any more? A flower is a happy fella, blooming red, pink and yellow. Bees do come for nectar drinks. Nobody says that flowers stink. Pick them here, pick them there. Stick one in your tangled hair. The petals reach out to say, have a smile on me today. Green leaves grow, as good leaves do, hoping maybe to hug you. Some climb high, others low. There's so many ways to grow. A little rain and gold sunlight, the stem will grow straight upright. Never mind if there's a thorn, just don't pick that one on this pretty morn. Flowers bloom with honest pleasure, one of Earth's finest treasures. If their pollen makes you sneeze, just forgive them, if you please. They don't mean to bother you, they just be trying to reproduce. And if you see a dandelion, you can eat it. Ever tried one? Burrtown Comics, The Hand. A poem with four fingers and a thumb. Agile, able, and quite handsome. The hand is nice to have around when no other tool is found. It can grip, it can hold, it can pinch, it can fold, it can point, it can wave, it can carry, it can shave, it can open, it can close, it can even pick your nose, it can grasp, it can write, it can make a fist and fight. The hand is made of supple skin, containing many bones within. There is a wrist, and then a palm, which can be moisturized with balm. If you really want to linger, we can talk about the finger. With these you can fasten a buckle, bending with each helpful knuckle. Then there are the fingertips, good for opening potato chips. Hands can build, chop and weld, but they like best to be held. Burrtown Comics, The Hangnail. A poem sticking up from your thumb. You kept picking, why you so dumb? Now it hurts, it's real sore, but there you go, picking it more. You think you'll make it go away by trying some other way to pry it out of your skin, but it just grows in again. Now it's purple and swollen too. It's tiny, but it bothers you. You take a needle, the sewing kind, to excavate this cuticle rind. You poke it here and stab it there. Ouch, that hurts. It isn't fair. The skin is peeled away from the source, making it even more painful. Of course, it's bleeding now, but there's the prize. What was formerly hidden from your eyes, there it is, deeply embedded, going where other nails fear to tread it. You lift it up and pry it out. It could have taken another root, a nice cold rinse, a band-aid too. And there you have it, good as new. I hope you enjoyed this little tale about a wayward fingernail. Burrtown Comics, The Honey. A poem, sticky thick, honey sweet, from the hive. A stolen treat, kept in jars. It won't get old. Tasty amber, liquid gold. Burrtown Comics, The Horse. A poem. I stand tall and I stand proud, with fearsome nostrils I'm endowed. I swish my tail and stomp my hoof, my demeanor is a bit aloof. I run through fields, I sleep in barns, my mane gets braided, with colorful yarns. I love to romp. I love to play. I eat grains and lots of hay. You can ride me if you like. It's way more fun than a bike. I will gallop and I will trot. Make you fall. I will not. Come, let's enjoy this pretty day. Will you regret it? Nay. Birdtown Comics, The Hummingbird. A poem. Iridescent. Nectar sipper. Compact buzzy. Flower flipper. Hover baby. Petal goater. Nature's little sparkle motor. Birdtown Comics, The Key. A poem. If you're locked out of the thing, get a key on the key ring. Open sealed metal box, specially designed to unlock locks. Some are silver, others gold. Open stores, new and old. Birdtown Comics, The Large Intestine. A poem. Look down there at your belly. I know it might be a little smelly. See the part neath the belly button? Therein lies your large intestine. It's long, it's strong. It takes your food, mashes it, smashes it, until it's poo. That taco you had on Wednesday night might be there now, packed real tight. In this part of your body, food gets ready for the potty. It absorbs water from elsewhere to lubricate this thoroughfare. An important part of digestion. It comes after the smaller one. Whether you're fat or really thin, you, no doubt, have a large intestine. Birdtown Comics, The Milk. A poem. It wonders why it's bottled so and sitting in your fridge. It thought 'twas meant for hungry calves, not transported o'er a bridge on journeys far from the farm where mother cow abides. Bottled up and sent far out in lengthy, cold truck rides. One might say that milk is happy to be so well appreciated, but truth be told, it yearns to help baby cows be satiated. Oh, milk, I am thankful for thee. Pouring you makes fine ripples, but I try not to remember that you come from fat cow nipples. Birdtown Comics, The Night Sky. A poem. When the day is done and I have finished all the things, I go outside and take a look at all the star twin kindlings. The moon, it glows in the dark, lighting up the night, so all the stray animals will find their way all right. I don't need going out somewhere or driving really far. I'd rather sit and hope to see a zooming shooting star. Birdtown Comics, The Onion. A poem. Just a humble vegetable. Consider me, if you're able. So much flavor packed inside. In paper skin, I do abide. Cook me tender or slice me raw. Just use a good knife. You don't need a saw. Have you seen my circular layers? They make nice garnish, but not party favors. My flavor is strong, but I'm good for you. I might help with cold and flu. I'm sorry if I made your breath stink and left a foul odor in your sink. One more thing, and I'll say goodbye. I'm sorry if I made you cry. Birdtown Comics, The Oyster. A poem. Rough and crusty outer shell, what's inside? Time will tell. Forming pearl with steady motion, careful jeweler of the ocean. Birdtown Comics, The Pecan Tree. A poem. There is a tree outside my window with branches strong and wide. The tree is not inside my house because trees grow outside. I look upon the branches' tips. I look among the leaves. What I see doth trouble me. It makes my heart weep. It grieves Green casings are popping open. New pecans are bursting forth. Knowing not their dismal fate, or their scanty worth. One will fall onto the ground, where it will decay, so smelly. One will find its way into a greedy rodent's belly. Yet another pecan will drop and be picked up by a passerby, only to be painfully shelled and cast into a bye. Oh, tree of pecans, why do you bear your fruit? How do you cope and maintain your hope when your offspring are crunched neath a boot? Burrtown Comics, The Penguin. A poem. Awkward oblong. Flightless bird. Snowbound bumbler. Arctic nerd. Waddles slowly on the ice. Huddles close. Friends are nice. Keeping warm is the goal when your home is the North Pole. Burrtown Comics, The Pillow. A poem. Soft and puffy. Cushioning your face. Tucked inside the pillowcase. It's just the right size and not complicated. It keeps your neck elevated. Some come with feathers. Others, foam. You might have many in your home. Some are big. Some are small. Some are flat. Like nothing at all. It waits on your bed all day long for you to return. Is that wrong? Sometimes you hug it like a good fluffy buddy. It cradles your head when you lean back and study. Here's to the pillows everywhere. And about that tag, is it okay to tear? Burrtown Comics, Math. A poem. How many fish did you catch when you went hay-fishing? That, my friend, is answered by doing some addition. How many apples fell from the tree because of gravity's action? That one can be found out by doing some subtraction. If you want to have two shirts for each day of vacation, you can pack just what you need by using multiplication. If you have a bunch of cookies to share with fair precision, count your cookies, then your friends, then use our friend division. Numbers are fun to use. It's not hard to count. Math will help you on your quest to find the right amount. Burrtown Comics, The Pimple. A poem. I've been brewing for a while. I may be ugly, but I am not vile. I'm just a little bit a puss. No need to make such a fuss. I can't help the state I'm in. Slowly growing in your skin. You've tried creams, you've tried gels. But I'm still here, with white blood cells. I know the day will soon come when you will squeeze me till I'm numb. I will try and do my best to evacuate your epidermis. Just please don't hurt me with your hand. I'm just visiting from a sebaceous gland. Before you know it, I'll disappear. So wear your smile and be of good cheer. Burrtown Comics, The Pot of Beans. A poem. It's sitting there on the stove in a little heated cove filled with beans, still quite firm. They need to soak for their full term. Once the clock has passed 8 hours, the beans release their expanding powers. They grow big and they get fat, ready to cook. How about that? Change the water. Add salt, a dash. Now stir gently. Don't whip or mash. Let them cook on very low heat. Towards the end, you can add meat. As the water starts to simmer, you'll see the water growing dimmer. What was once such water clear is now becoming broth so dear. Add some garlic, pepper too, maybe a bouillon cube. Soon enough these beans will be in your gastrointestinal tube. Get a bowl and fill it up if your belly has room. Now it's time to enjoy this fine and tasty legume. If later on you feel taut, as if you're swelling up a lot. Don't you worry, it will pass. It's only the inevitable gas. Burrtown Comics, The Rainbow. A poem. Bands of color. In the sky. Vibrant ribbon. Arching high. Red as roses. Orange so keen. Yellow daisy. Turtle green. Ocean blue. Indigo fine. Violet hue. Colorful shine. Burrtown Comics, The Refrigerator. A poem. In your kitchen. I happily stand. I'm just an average household brand. I work hard, night and day, to chill your food and stop decay. I am two parts. It's really quite nice. Chilly below and above, there's ice. You can go to the store and get more stuff. I can hold more. I like it when you bring home fruit and put it in my drawer, so cute. I'm happy with the condiments too. You line them up in an orderly queue. Don't be mad when my light goes out. I'll keep running. Had no doubt. Let me chill your chocolate pie. If I sometimes hum, don't ask why. My freezer top is like the North Pole. Come get ice cream. If that's your goal, keep me clean. Defrosted, too. An appliance friend. I'll be to you. Burrtown Comics, The Rhino. A poem. Big and tough. Skin so rough. With one fat horn. And physique so buff. Animals yield when it stomps through field. Sort of like a smaller dino is our sturdy friend the rhino. Burrtown Comics, The Rock. A poem. See me here on the dock? Pick me up. I'm a rock. You can take me home with you. A token of this lake so blue. I'm made of many minerals. Hard, not soft. Like dinner rolls. I was formed so long ago. Under sand and neath the snow. I'm made of atoms on a mission, resulting in my chemical composition. Sometimes I'm loved so much I'm kissed by overzealous geologists. I'd let you meet my friend, a player, but he's from some other sedimentary layer. Burrtown Comics, The Shark. A poem. Chompy jaws. Ocean fiend. Hunting from the moment weaned. Stalking prey in the reef with jellyfish tentacles. You floss your teeth. Burrtown Comics, The Shoe. A poem. Made of leather and a little glue. I was made just for you. A perfect fit like no other. You got your bunions from your mother. I hold your foot with steady support at the office or basketball court. With sock in place and tied up laces, you can go so many places. Even if your feet do stink, they are wonderful. I think I am your shoe. How do you do? Guess what? There's more. I come in two. One for the left and one for the right. With me, you can walk all night. And when you come home, when the day is done, let me air out for tomorrow's fun. I like your feet and also your toes. I will protect them from nature's foes. Pebbles, rocks, bees with stings. Pointy, prickly, dangerous things. I will shield your feet from these. So take care of me, if you please. Burrtown Comics, The Slightly Bruised Banana. A poem. Alone it sits upon the counter. Yellow, soft, and ripe. Gently weeping to itself. Am I just not your type? It fondly thinks of yesterday's. When connected to the bunch, it remembers youthful daydreams of being somebody's lunch. But now it sits all lonesome watching kitchen passerbys. And with each overlooking, forms new bruises, spots, and cries. Next time you're in the kitchen and see that fruit of yellow, take and eat the poor old thing, or pretend it's a phone and say hello. Burrtown Comics, the soap, a poem, just a bar on the sink. Do you ever stop and think how it feels growing leaner each time it makes our hands cleaner, loyally cleansing dirt and germ, yes, from our grubby epidermis. Burrtown Comics, the spider, a poem. I see a foot, I want to bite her. That's because I'm a spider. I have a web, spun it myself. In the corner of your bookshelf, I catch flies and I catch gnats. I wish I could ensnare some rats. I have 8 legs and lots of eyes. I am cautious, patient and wise. Laid some eggs in a sack, and when they hatch, watch your back. Don't put me in a jar with lid. I'm a free range arachnid. I might hide in jeans of denim and inject you with some venom. My home is made of finest silk, soft and smooth like buttermilk. If you see me, a request I give, please ignore and let me live. I can't help my frightful appearance. All I want is household clearance. I will eat the bugs I see if you refrain from killing me. Burrtown Comics, the starfish, a poem. Twitching on the ocean floor, do you ever wish for more? Are you happy to be alive with your textured arms of 5 found on the beach? You bring glee, little animal, star of the sea. Burrtown Comics, the sunrise, a poem. Waking up, sleepy sky, colors warming, night goodbye. The sun comes forth, not late or too soon, trading places with the moon. Rays of sunlight on display, lighting up brand new day. Burrtown Comics, the table, a poem. Consider this, if you're able, our furniture friend, Mr. Table, with 4 legs and surface flat, where you can eat your dinner at. You can have a bowl of broth on Granny's old tablecloth, and when your food is chewed and gone, it's a place to put stuff on. Burrtown Comics, the tree, a poem. Trunk of bark, branch of wood, leaf of green, blossoms good. Favorite item in botany department, nature's own bird apartment. Burrtown Comics, the washing machine, a poem. I'm here to help you with your clothes, however soiled they get. I will saturate, then agitate, soapy, sudsy, and wet. I will be your washing buddy if your jeans get all muddy, and should your shirt be stained with sauce. I'm the household laundry boss. When your socks are moist with sweat, do not fear, there's hope yet. I will even help repair all last week's underwear. I make your clothes nice and clean. I'm your friendly washing machine. Burrtown Comics, the weed, a poem. Growing here in your yard isn't really very hard. I like to be in the dirt and wear my green leafy shirt. My roots go down into the soil. Sorry if I make you toil. Why do you even try to be rid of me and make me die? I'm just a humble little sprout throwing my seedlings roundabout. I like it here. on your lawn, drinking dewdrops, dusk till dawn. Why can't I be loved as much as flowers, trees, gardens, and such? I have leaves, stem and root, but you just stomp me with your boot. Burrtown Comics, The Worm, a poem. I'm small and slimy. I like to squirm. I'm a lowly little worm. I was born in the dirt. I have no spine. It doesn't hurt. I tunnel through the soil deep. I feast upon the compost heap. I have no legs, but I am strong. With wiggly motions, I get along. I mean no harm. I hurt no one. So why do you step on me for fun? Burrtown Comics, Ebola Brennan. A poem. Crunchy noodles in a square. How'd all that flavor get in there? Chicken, shrimp, chili, beef. Can't wait to get some on my teeth. Get a pan, 2 cups water. In no time at all, it will be hotter. Set aside the flavor pack. Inform your taste buds. There's no turning back. Get an egg, crack it nice. Let it cook in the liquid spice. The noodles are long and curly too. Yet they untangle as if on cue. In 3 minutes' time, your feast is ready. Fill your bowl. Hold it steady. Pass me a napkin, if you please. I'm having soupy goodness from the Japanese. Burrtown Comics, Buttered Toast. A poem. Good morning. While you await your coffee.